Hey, it's just me, okay? I didn't mean to scare you. I just wanted to give you a surprise. That's it. I guess you can already tell that's kind of a lie, huh? I mean, I just wanted to see you again. It's been quite a while, you know. I brought you some flowers. You know, since I have been avoiding you for some time. I was kind of worried that you'd hate me or something, but I guess we're okay. Yeah, there are a couple different kinds of flowers. There's some roses and some orchids and, well, the lady that I was getting them from told me that they'd be a nice gift. I can place them right on your desk, okay? You're not cold, are you? It has been pretty cold outside. And honestly, I kind of like the nice cold air, but if you're sick, I guess it doesn't feel too nice, right? Do you have a fever? Wow, you do feel a bit warm. Are you feeling okay? Well, as the girl who spent almost all of her entire life with you, I think I'm more than qualified to take care of you. You know, I've always been around you when you've been all sniffly and sick. I remember one year you were stuck at home, and I missed you so much at school that I skipped just so I could come over to your house and take care of you. I remember climbing into your window, and then you were freaking out because you thought your parents would think we were up to no good. You told me you didn't want me to see you, but I couldn't keep myself away from you. I wanted to take care of you no matter what. And you always told me you'd make me sick too, but you were always the sick one. I think if anything, you made my immune system a bit stronger. I remember that time you actually convinced me to stay over with you. I remember staying the night, and I had to tell your parents that I was just trying to make their lives easier. I was really worried about you. Sleeping in the same bed, I thought I might get sick, but I didn't catch anything, huh? It's always you that's sick. I honestly don't even remember the last time I was sick, but maybe you just need to get a bit stronger. I'm just messing with you. I mean, it's normal to get sick, and I mean, people get sick all the time, and it's fine. It just means that you're getting stronger. You know, looking back at all these dumb stories, I always feel like they cheer me up. Sometimes when I'm a bit sad, I remind myself of all the stupid things we used to get into together. And I always wonder, why did I always want you by my side? Nobody else was just like you. And I didn't want to be friends with anybody else. And then I realized, I wouldn't do anything for you. We've been through everything together, so there's nothing that could possibly get in my way. You've been so good to me, and I wouldn't do anything for you. Anything at all. And I want to give you the world. I'm sure you would do the same for me. And I guess you. You probably don't even realize how long it's been. Do you remember the day we first met? It honestly, it feels like it's been forever. I don't remember everything, but I do remember the important bits, you know? I moved into your neighborhood around 4 years old, and your parents were so happy to have another kid in the neighborhood to play with you. I remember we introduced ourselves and we got along so fast. I was so young and I don't remember that much, but I can tell you I was always so excited to see you. Having someone my age living right next door, that's a kid's dream. And we were kind of obsessed with each other, weren't we? We never let each other go. And ever since then, you've been my best friend. It's like you're my other half. I don't think I could ever be separated from you. Even when I have to go to school, I always look forward to seeing you. Being separated from you would be terrible. But I don't need to worry about that. Because it's not going to happen. I mean, we promised we'd never let the other go. And I promise you that's still my top priority. I know talking about this stuff is kind of cheesy and all, but I feel like I've never said these things directly to you. All these reassurances. Sure, we talked about them, but I wanted you to know how seriously I take them. Every night before I go to sleep, I think about you. And I'm always scared of losing you. I don't want anyone to hurt you, and I don't want anything to take you away from me. It feels selfish, but it's how I feel. I thought that being apart like this, surely you feel the same. You miss me, right? I thought the flowers might be a good reminder when you're working. A nice smell all over your house. And every time you smell them, you can think of me. And maybe somehow I can get it through that thick head of yours that I want to be by your side. It's kind of conditioning you, isn't it? Well, you want to know why I'm willing to do so much for you? I could ask the same of you. But if you really want to know, I think of you. Maybe more than I should. And I feel like things have changed. I don't know how to say this without it being weird. But please don't take it in a weird way. I think of you more and more every day, and I think you're more than a best friend, but not in a weird way. I promise. I feel like I can't live my life without you. You're not someone that I ever want to lose. You're my other half. I understand if you think it's a bit weird, but you feel the same. Well, I guess I'm glad that it's mutual. I guess it's just because I love you more than a friend would. I just want to be with you every single day of my life, and maybe all of this is too sudden. I don't mean to overwhelm you at all. Maybe I'm not thinking straight. It really has been so long since I've seen you. But I'm just saying what my heart feels. You can just forget about it all. I know you say you feel the same, but it just doesn't make sense. I always thought you saw me as a sister or something. Just living your life with me and growing up to get a girlfriend, and I have to watch from the sidelines. But if you really do feel the same as me, I'm really happy. I'm so happy. Thank you. Thank you for being so, so amazing. I was so terrified of being friends, being stuck as friends forever, and not knowing what to do with all these feelings I have. But I guess I was worrying for no reason. I'm sorry. I just felt like holding your hand. I hope it's okay. Your hands have always been so soft. I've always wanted to hold them like this, but I honestly thought it might be too weird. I guess maybe it might be a bit weird to tell our parents about this. Or maybe they knew all along. I remember my mom used to make comments about we were so cute together. Maybe this was her plan all along. But surely they understand, right? We've known each other for so long, and we understand each other. And if we've been friends for this long, then our relationship together would last even longer, right? I think I've liked you for 10 years at this point. Although I think when I was younger, I didn't quite understand what it meant to like you. I wanted you all to myself, and I didn't want anyone else to play with you. But now, looking back, I've loved you all this time. And I've held back so much on saying anything. I waited so long. And I didn't realize you felt the same way. I guess you're pretty good at hiding it, huh? I don't even want to know how long you've liked me. Because imagine how much earlier we could have done something about it. You were just always so charming and kind, so full of surprises, so unpredictable. And I've never been bored being around you. I've just been so in love with you. Maybe we spend some time figuring all this out, okay? But for now, I might stay the night if you don't mind. How about we watch a movie and get to know each other just a bit better now that we're being honest with each other?